Hi, and welcome to the Microsoft Virtual Academy. This is our session on the 20 C# questions explained. My name is Jerry O'Brien. I'm a content development manager here at Microsoft, and I'm joined by Paul Pardee.
Hello.
And what we're basically doing in these sessions is taking a look at some of the top 20 C# questions that have been asked online, and we're focusing on how to solve those questions through code samples and demonstrations to give you a visual representation of what we're trying to help you solve. So it's kind of a good way of seeing how to do these from a visual perspective. We're going to take a look at question number 7 that was asked about how to check if a number is a power of 2. This sounds an awful lot like a homework question from school, and that's perfectly fine. Again, we are not opposed to helping you with your homework questions, but we hope we're doing so in a way that gives you an understanding of how to solve these problems so that you see how we're doing it and it makes more sense and it provides that it provides the answer to you through a way of teaching you how to do it itself. So first of all, let's talk about what is a power of 2. What do we mean by, you know, how to check if a number is a power of 2? What specifically does that mean? And if we think about how the binary values work within computer programming, we know that everything typically works. It's either a 0 or a 1, so everything becomes a power of 2, basically. And what that means is if we took a number and we raised it to the power of 2, you know, would we get essentially an even value? So in other words, if we look at the binary representations in powers of 2, we would see 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, and we could continue going on and on and on. But, you know, the value 9 is not going to be a power of 2. But how do we do that? How do we check that in code? How do we verify that? Well, we'll take a look at the demo, and then we'll step back out on the slide, and we'll talk a little bit on the slide about how the code actually does it, or how Visual Studio does it internally. But let's see what the code does first. So let's step out to Visual Studio and take a look at the demo. And, oops, if we hit the right key combination, we'll actually switch over to Visual Studio. So here we're going to create a Boolean variable called result, and we initially set it to false. This is just kind of the way that I write my code. I always declare my Boolean variables to be false, and then we'll set them appropriately in code later. And then what we're going to do is we're going to go and execute a method called check power of 2, and that will return a Boolean result, either true or false, into our Boolean variable, and then we'll output that to the screen that tells us whether this value that we pass in is a power of 2 or not. So in this case, we're going to pass in the value 8. And as we scroll down to, or actually just simply go to definition for this method that we have, check power of 2, we see that we're going to pass in an unsigned long value. And the reason I'm using the ulong, or the unsigned long value, is that's what the question specifically asks. So the person who answered, the poster who answered this or asked this question, said, if I have an unsigned long value, how do I determine if that's a power of 2? I haven't done the code using integers or any other type of numeric types to see how it would actually function, but obviously we're going to be dealing with non-decimal, so non-floating point values in this case. So the statement that's in this method by itself can look to be a little complicated, a little complex at first, and so a little bit of explanation as to what it's doing helps us understand how we're determining whether this is a power of 2 or not. And in essence, what we're doing is this is the key differentiator in this aspect right here of the function that we're working with. And it's using something called the binary or a binary logic operator. In this case, we're using the binary AND. And this performs an AND operation on the binary representations of the values. Now, to make this a little bit easier to understand, we know that we're going to pass in the value of 8, so that's what's being passed into the method itself. So if you want to write this out longhand, just think of replacing the variable number with the number 8 itself that's being passed in. So what takes place, we look at our orders of precedence for operations. We know that the parentheses take place. So the first thing that happens is the number gets passed in to here, and we subtract 1 from that number, and we'll see why that is. When we go back to the slide, we'll understand a little bit better why we have to do that. So the number 8 minus 1 gives us the value of 7. Then we will do a binary AND operation where we'll take the number. Again, this was replaced by 8. So the binary ANDing operation says the binary value for 8, AND it with the binary value for 7, and tell me if that value equals 0. that's essentially what this is actually doing. And again, I'll flip back to the slide in a moment, and we'll see how the ANDing operation performs. And once we've completed this comparison by using that binary AND, we will then use a logical AND comparer, and this is where we get the binary return, because we want to verify that the number is not equal to zero. In other words, zero is not going to be a power of two, so we want to kind of eliminate that initially at first. So we'll say if 8 is not equal to zero, and if 8 binary AND 8 minus 1 equals zero, then we're going to return the result and see what that is. Let's execute the code first and just see what happens. So we get a value returned of true. And this simply says that, yes, 8 is a power of 2. And we know that it is, right? So if we wanted to do the binary math, we could figure that out. Or if we did the math itself, we could show that, indeed, 8 becomes a power of 2. What if we put the value, let's say, well, we talked about 9. What happens if I put the value of 9 in here? No, it's false. So it doesn't return what we expected it to actually return true, right? Or sorry, we should have expected it to return false, which it did, because 9 is not a power of 2. And you can put any value in here and have that executed, and again, returning the result to see if it actually is a power of 2. But again, as I said, what specifically does this mean in this particular piece of the code? How does the computer do this evaluation to determine whether the number with a binary AND and the number minus 1 is equal to 0 or not? Well, I'll pop back over to the slide here for just 1 second. If we take a look at the value 9 that we passed in on the first example, or sorry, the value 8 that we passed in on the first example, the binary representation for 8 is 1000. Now, we're only using the last 4 bits of that byte, and the reason being is because the first 4 would be 0, so it doesn't make sense to put them in here. The value of number minus 1, or in this case, 8 minus 1, is 7. And then, again, the computer will convert that to the binary representation, which is 0111. Now, a binary AND operation basically says, if we look at a logical AND table, or sometimes they're called truth tables, when we do an ANDing operation on binary numbers, if we have anything other than a 1 and a 1, we return a 0. So 1 and 0 is 0. 0 and 1 is 0. 0 and 0 is a 0 again. But a 1 and 1 would equal a 1. So in our case, as we look at the slide, we see that the binary value for 8 is 1000. The binary value for 7 is 0111. And if we do the ANDing operation, underneath of it we see that we end up with 4 zeros, or a value of 0. That's where that little parenthesis piece of the code does that binary ANDing logic and does the comparison. That's why 8 returns a power of 2. When we put 9 in, we see that the binary representation for 9 is 1001, and 9 minus 1 is 8, and we know from up here that it is 1000. Now our ANDing operation on these binary numbers says a value of 1 and 1 returns a 1. So in other words, once we complete that binary conversion and we go back to a decimal value, it doesn't equal 0, it actually equals 8. So this is why the false value is returned. Okay, so hopefully that makes a little bit of sense. So that's the answer to number 7, is we use the binary logic, we use an ANDing process on the binary representations of the number itself. First check to make sure it's not equal to 0. That's important because 0 is not a power of 2, so we eliminate kind of the basic question, if you will, on a number that shouldn't be there in the first place. And then we do the binary ANDing operation on the remaining values to see how that plays out in terms of that ANDing portion.
So the binary representation of 8 was 1000. It's not going to be 1000 for every number, correct? That was just the...
That's correct. So yeah, that number 1000 is the representation for 8. If we use 32 as an example, then 32 would actually be a different binary number itself. And if you're not used to doing the binary to decimal to binary conversions in your head, which some people are not capable of doing it, and once we get beyond a certain number, I'm not either. I'm lazy, I like to cheat, so I'll bring up the calculator in the Windows operating system, and I'll convert it to, or change it to the view, to programmer view, and programmer view allows you to enter a decimal number and click the binary representation, and it will convert it for you. So,
but the cool thing about that is when you subtract a number, the binary representation of that subtracted number always works out to zero when you AND both
Correct.
Of them.
Yep.
So regardless of what it turns out to be, it will always end up being zero if it's a power of two.
Correct. It will always end up being a zero if it's a power of two. And it's just, you can play around with different numbers in this whole ANDing process if you want, And that gives you an indicator of how that banding operation performs. Okay. So you can see that even larger numbers, you know, you could have 32-bit binary numbers if you want to. That anding operation functions exactly the same on large binary as numbers. So, great.
Cool.